Mike, we need to talk to people upstairs. During our commercial breaks, sometimes we have to go take care of business. And it's about a 15-20 second walk from the studio to the bathroom. I don't have time today.
Nope.
I mean, I'm like fiddling back and forth.
It's like car trip mode, man.
There's Mike DeVille. I'm Gary Sharp. Gary Sharp Show on a Tuesday. Eventually, we'll all be back together. Seems like everybody's out. I mean, who's... You want a show? You got a show. You got a show. We have Tim. Tim, thanks for the call. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show.
Hey, how's it going there, buddy?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, you think Jerry Jones is licking his chops right now trying to get the SEC championship to Dallas? He'll put a bid in for it because Houston and Dallas and San Antonio are way bigger markets than Atlanta.
That would be a nice little bidding war between him and Arthur Blank to host the SEC championship game. But if I'm the SEC and I'm Greg Sankey and I've now got a foothold in the state of Texas, you don't think I'm going to explore taking my biggest show to Jerry's World? You're right. There's even more money with that would be bumped in from Jerry Jones wanting the SEC championship game.
Absolutely. He sees dollar signs all the time.
Yep. Tim, thanks for the phone call. When was the last time? This is an honest question. When was the last time you were happy in your current conference? Turn on the mic because you're absolutely right.
I'm a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah. You're loving this right now. You're just sitting back.
It is great.
You love the flexibility of all the carnage that is going on, and Notre Dame can just be by themselves. The last time truly, the Nebraska fan was happy with their conference, the Big 8, Big 12, Big 10. At the tail end of the Big 8, things were rolling right along. How could you not like the Big 8? Because the Big 8 loved Nebraska back. They loved Nebraska. They loved Oklahoma at the tail end of the Big 8. They loved Colorado. Football-centric conference, might have been dominated by two teams or one and a half teams, but we loved the Big 8. We also loved the Big 8, one, because Nebraska football was dominating the rivalries that were built in, the relationships you built with media, other fans, how easy it was to go to games, not just football. You could go to other sports. You could hop in the car and go. Is the Big 8 the last time around here that everybody was happy with the conference? Because look at the transition to the Big 12. If you were around back then, when we went from Iowa State, Nebraska, Colorado, K-State, KU, Mizzou, Oklahoma State, OU, and welcomed in four teams from the state of Texas, there was some angst. Why do we have to do it? Things are going pretty well in the Big 8. Oh, we got to deal with Texas? That was going on in the 94, 95, 96 transition. We got to deal with Texas. We don't know much about Texas Tech and Baylor and Texas A&M. All we hear about is politics of Ann Richards making sure that certain conferences get in or certain teams get into the Big 12 as the Southwestern Conference was falling apart. Were we happy? In 96? No. Remember the game in St. Louis in December. What about 97? What about 98? What about 99? Is the Big 8 the last time that everybody universally was happy around here with the conference? Now, there was a window in the Big 10 where everybody was happy because Nebraska's the new shiny toy. Nebraska's going to walk in, Big Richard energy, and going to blow everybody away. What did that last? About a year? Not everywhere you went during that first year welcomed Nebraska in the Big Ten. To this day, people still tell horror stories of the first Big Ten game in Madison. Never going back to Madison. I thought Colorado was bad. And it was more than urine that got poured on me that night in Madison. So that stretch of being happy with the Big Ten lasted a year, 11 months. You can say that you're happy with the Big Ten right now because you're looking at the Big 12 and going, nah, 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 told you so, at friggin' Texas. You know what? Nebraska and Texas are the same football program. They just have more money. We told you. Sorry if I broke your radio by doing that. But to this day, even sitting here on a Tuesday, looking at the SEC, looking at what's left of the Big 12, the great unknown of what is out there in the Big 10, what the Big 10 is going to do, is it the last time for an extended period of time that people around here were happy with the conference they were in was the Big 8 or 1999? Didn't last very long because remember 2001, the Big 12 screwed Nebraska. They sent the division championship trophy to the Colorado locker room. Screw you, Big 12. Then there were the officials. It might be the last time everybody was happy for an extended period of time around here was the Big 8 Conference. Man, the Big 8 Conference was fun. Think if we never changed conferences. If the Southwestern Conference still existed and they could cheat and do all that kind of stuff that they were known to do. Hey, there was some Texas-Arkansas football. I mean, there were some great matchups in the Southwestern Conference. What if we still had the Big 8? What that would be like? John agrees. Last time I enjoyed the conference, Nebraska was playing in, it was the Big 8. The Big 8 hasn't been around for over 25 years. The Big 12 just celebrated its 25th anniversary. Last time people were happy, I would say, Big 8 Conference. Things were good in the Big 8. Nebraska was winning in multiple sports. The league actually, if you look at the Big 8 back then, because of where Nebraska football was, and Nebraska football brought up some other programs in that league, Nebraska got the Texas treatment in the old Big 8. The Big 8 kind of bowed down to Nebraska. Whatever Nebraska wanted, because Nebraska was a cash cow. And then that disappeared. And 25 years later, Nebraska is part of a conference that is a cash cow, but is, even with the dysfunction, is everybody happy to be in the Big Ten? Be honest. You're happy because you're not in the Big 12. And who knows, if Nebraska was still in the Big 12, would Nebraska be in the place of Texas, Oklahoma today going and petitioning for the SEC? Oh, we love the Big 8 because the Big 8 gave Nebraska the Texas treatment. But also, to be fair, unlike Texas, Nebraska earned the Texas treatment when they were in the Big 8. Texas has not earned the treatment that the Big 12 has given them. They are such a fake and loud bully. So they generate $200 million. They become, as they've always been, the evil empire. But they've now become the most hated team in college athletics, and I hope that they get an interstate number put on them every time they play in the SEC. Disappointed in Texas, pissed at Oklahoma is kind of the line that's being used. But it's going to be fun. I'm glad that Texas is doing this. I'm glad they're going to the SEC. They have everything that is coming their way. They've got this country club rep. They're going to get the doors beat off of them in the SEC. You don't think that the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Floridas and the Georgias and Texas comes in there thinking they're going to run the conference? They're going to go, not so fast, Mr. Horny. You're going to have to pipe down in the SEC. You're going to have to be quiet. And it goes back to a question that I've been asking for a week. Why is Texas making the move? And why would OU want to make this move outside of the money? Texas just proven a point? You know what their point is proving? And it's maybe not just in their own fan base, who I think they like the Big 12, is we may get to a point, because I'm hearing this in the Equitable Bank inbox, is college athletics changing? And 30 years ago, around here, we were talking about the Big Eight, how cool the Big Eight was. And then 25 years ago, hey, the Big 12 gives us something different. Gets down into the state of Texas. Is something we enjoy in college athletics that is changing forever with alignment and not feeling, man, do we feel like a Big Ten school? Is, I don't like the sport anymore. Three separate emails this morning. This is changing how I look at college athletics. All of this change. I enjoy college athletics. I enjoy the rivalries. I enjoy the rivalry games and the traditions. But there's going to come a point I'm not going to know who's in what conference. That's a possibility where people go, man, you're sucking the enjoyment of college athletics out of this with alignment changing. We don't like change, period. And then in our college athletics, when we have seismic shift that is about to go on, we may not enjoy it as much. But will we enjoy the Big Ten when we watch Oklahoma and Texas depart for the SEC and we wonder what's going to happen with the Big Ten? I am firm on this stance. I say sit back and wait. Do you really need to do anything? Because what's out there? Are you just adding to be adding? Because you better be adding for value for everybody in the league. Adding of schools that make money. And there's only a couple of schools that make sense, but does it make sense for them to join the Big Ten? So what should the Big Ten do? What should Kevin Warren or consulting with the commissioner Barry Alvarez do? They should make one phone call. They don't bully you like Texas, and they're not a loud bully because they actually have things that can back up where they are, and they have played themselves into having the number one respect slot in this conference. If I'm Kevin Warren, everybody's saying, hey, why not align with the Pac-12? Why not do this, this, and this, and this, and this? And man, talk to your presidents, talk to your chancellors. What academic school do they want? Funny, I've not heard anybody in the SEC say, oh, we are so glad to get Oklahoma and Texas's academics. No, it's about money. It's about Benjamins. I know research dollars can trump college football money, but in the SEC, it's about winning. It's about being number one. It is about money. But if I'm Kevin Warren, and Kevin Warren has already gotten... Greg Sankey is running the okey-doke on everybody. Greg Sankey has put his first team back on the field, and he's already up 63-0 on the Big Ten. He doesn't respect Kevin Warren. He doesn't respect the NCAA. I'll have more on that a little bit later. So you're not going to win against him, okay? He's about to score once again, and you may not get the football back, because you're getting beat so bad that they just keep giving it back to the SEC. But you're still in the game. But if you're Kevin Warren, this is what you do. I'm the commissioner. I sit back and wait because I'm not adding to my conference if they don't bring me anything. Remember, I've got to have brands that enhance my value, bring money to my 14 that are already here, and make a sexy-er when our TV deal is up in 23. Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't know if the right guy is there to work a new TV deal. Because the Big Ten still has, I mean, we're going to have two monster conferences with power. Brands. The SEC and the Big Ten. I mean, the Big 12 is falling apart. The Big Ten is not. But you got a TV deal that's up in 23. So you're a little bit nervous on who's running it. But if people are saying you got to do this, this, and this, this is the only thing you need to do if you're Kevin Warren, or you let Barry Alvarez, who is now the de facto commissioner of the league for football, do this. I pick up the phone and I call Gene Smith. Hey, Gene, how's it going? What's summer like in Columbus? What'd you think of the Blue Jackets draft last weekend? You know, they made a big trade with the Blackhawks. How's everything else going? Have you been able to get up to any of the lakes in Upper Ohio? What do you think of the Indians' new name, the Guardians? Have you been over to Cincinnati? What do you think about all that controversy about the chili? Blah, 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 all that, blah, 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 blah. And then you say, Gene, I know last year we didn't get off to a great start. I know you treated me like a pinata. You tried to be really nice in public. I get it. But Gene, I did a favor for you. We bent the rules so you could get into the championship game. And then you guys took the rest and you got to the final. So you got to have a season. You got to play for a final. Sorry it didn't work out against Alabama. But boy, you were fun to watch. But Gene, why I'm calling, I know you have a vested interest in what's going on. And you're looking at the landscape. And you're talking to your coaches. And you like money because Ohio State prints money. Gene, what should we do that would benefit Ohio State? Remember, did not use the phrase, what would benefit the Big Ten, Gene? What would benefit Ohio State? Big 12 got caught with the pants down. Big Ten has to say to their number one brand in all the college athletics, what do you think we should do? Because remember, that brand is carrying the load in football, and they recruit in the state of Texas. And all of a sudden, two teams that they battle in the state of Texas are in the Southeastern Conference, which is a behemoth. Kevin Warren needs to do one thing. Listen while Gene Smith explains what they should do. And whatever Gene Smith says to Kevin Warren or Barry Alvarez, whoever calls him, that is best for Ohio State, then that is what the Big Ten needs to do. They don't need to call Lincoln. They don't need to call Madison. They don't need to call Ann Arbor. They need to call Columbus, Ohio, and ask, what does Ohio State want? And if Ohio State says, go get USC, have a private conversation with Notre Dame, then it's on like Donkey Kong. If Ohio State says, nope, we're good. We're good. Let's work on the 14 that are here. We'll be fine. We're winning. We'll still be able to recruit in Texas. You say, thanks, Gene. Tell the wife and the grandkids hello. Hang up the phone. Say, before you hang up the phone, say, I can't wait to be sitting in your suite for the Oregon-Ohio State game in the second week of September. Thanks again. And if they say do nothing, you do nothing. But if Ohio State says, Kevin, you got to talk to USC. You got to talk to Notre Dame. You don't talk to them by phone. You get on a plane and you go talk to some people. So when people say, well, what should the Big Ten do? Oh, there's KU. There's Iowa State. There's Oklahoma State. There's these AAU schools. Only thing I know about AAU is I just spent a summer of watching a lot of AAU basketball. It's what does Ohio State want that's best for the Big Ten? And whatever they want, go get. Because I don't believe any of this stuff about Ohio State looking elsewhere. Why would they? Unless we are headed towards the mega, mega conferences. And at that point, it doesn't matter what anybody wants because they're all headed to the same conference. But at this point in time, whatever Ohio State wants, that's what the Big Ten should do. Because this move impacts Ohio State more than anybody else. Because look at what they do in the state of Texas in recruiting. This is about Benjamins. This is about recruiting. This is about brands. All right, 11:39. Speaking of recruiting, Matt's got a question. Matt, thanks for the call. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Gary. So recruiting, if any, what effect would that have for Nebraska for Scott Frost? Are they gonna be working a little bit harder in the SEC to take away from what they've been getting for Texas and Oklahoma? Does that affect Frost at all as far as where he's recruiting? What do you think that's going to look like?
I don't think they change, Matt. I think it might be difficult, even more difficult, to get that high-level player. But I think they're still going to stay in the same areas where they built up relationships. I just don't know, without winning in a championship, if they'll be able to make inroads with a 4- or 5-star prospect in Texas that Texas, Oklahoma, and Ohio State are all after. But I also don't think, you know, they're going to always go to their strengths. And I think they've built up a nice little relationship in the state of Texas to get the kind of player that, you know, in their new brand of safe recruiting, where they feel like they have a better chance to get that prospect than chasing after, you know, the prospects that seeing Ohio State, Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska roll through their door.
Do you think they have a better chance of getting Oklahoma, Texas recruits now if they do go SEC, if that's more appealing to those guys for Big Ten as opposed to SEC?
You know what? I think Oklahoma would be a place that, I don't know, you know, if like, for example, if Savion Morrison pans out, and Savion Morrison has a really good career at Nebraska, there's a guy who is known throughout the state of Oklahoma. I don't know why you wouldn't keep going back into Oklahoma, because it may, you know, Oklahoma, we don't know what's going to happen to Oklahoma State, who also, you know, recruits in-state, what conference they're going to. The door may be open to go into Oklahoma's backyard, because as we've already seen, OU's not getting every top-level player out of Oklahoma, and they don't want every top-level player out of Oklahoma. So Nebraska still has an opportunity to go in there, I believe.
Sure. And hey, a win this year would help with that, maybe.
Well, yes, be impressive. Matt, thanks for the phone call. It's the recruiting angle on this is the other part, and football all the way down in all these different sports that opens up the door. You can see why Texas A&M is so agitated. They are the only Texas team in the SEC, so they can use that with recruits that want to go play in the SEC. Now their competition, they don't have anything over Texas or Oklahoma. But if Ohio State says, man, this is going to make it really, really tough to recruit in Texas, this is what we should do, then the Big Ten's got to do something. But I still think there's – I asked this question the other day of the schools that are being thrown out there. If you are the Big Ten, let's just look at it from Nebraska's standpoint, because Nebraska will have a say in this. For anybody that wants to join the league, who out there makes you go, whoa, all right, enhances our league? This is athletics. Enhances our league. Who is out there that enhances our league from top to bottom? Primarily in football, men's basketball, and then the other sports. Who brings us money, brings us brand? To be expanding, just to be expanding to keep up with the other 16 team conference is not the right way to do it. And if it's not USC or Notre Dame, the other two big brands that would be added value, they're going somewhere else. I think you would be lessening your league. Hey, Nebraska football hasn't held up its end of the bargain. But come on, the league added Rutgers and Maryland. You can't go Rutgers, Maryland, Kansas, Iowa State. I got to go Rutgers, Maryland. You know, you went Penn State, Nebraska, Rutgers, Maryland. You got to go back to big boys. You can't go back to middling programs. If you're adding, you got to value. That's why Greg Sankey is a genius. Greg Sankey is, again, running up the score on the other commissioners and the NCAA. He knows how much money is out there. He knows how competitive he wants his league to be. That being number one is everything. I'm not just going to add. If I'm going to add, I'm going to go big. Go big or go home. It's on my bumper sticker. And Greg Sankey has gone big. He's not adding Central Florida because there's Orlando. Now, the Central Florida is probably a bad example because you got Gainesville not very far away. Not adding like Houston or Cincinnati, which are two professional markets. He's going after the brands. I think the next brands are Notre Dame and USC and college athletics. And the Big Ten is still a really good brand. I mean, it's got the number one brand. It's still got Michigan inside of it. It's well known. People know Nebraska. You can't stoop. You can't Oklahoma State opening up the door. Oklahoma State is not Big Ten. When you're looking at matching what the SEC is doing. If Notre Dame and USC are not interested and you can't make a move, then stay at 14 and make those 14 as good as possible and help those 14 instead of just adding to be adding. And another part of the sit back and wait, and we'll go to break and we'll come back with more on this, and also we'll get into the Nebraska angle, is we don't know what's going to happen. 23, the Big Ten TV deal is up. 25, there are other television deals that are coming up. We may be a couple of years away from just leaning into these super leagues, where we embrace super leagues, and there's no such thing as the Southeastern Conference or the Big Ten. It is the South, it is the North, it is the Midwest, it is the West, it is the Southeast, however we break it up. And we have not Power 5 and Group of 5, we have Power 2, or we have Power 1. Those are things you don't know that are on the horizon. The SEC is saying we're not waiting, but if that's going to be the situation, we're going to put ourselves in the best position to be in. I wonder, as this continues to unfold at a rapid pace, and the SEC is going to get together on Thursday to decide what to do, Texas A&M raised a stink. What about the Vanderbilts? What about the Vanderbilts? There is, money is great. There has to be at some point the competitive consequences, where the Vanderbilts and the Kentuckys and the Arkansas and the South Carolinas, they don't have a shot now. They don't have a shot. They may be okay with that. Hey, we understand our place. We're Vanderbilt. We're 14th in the league. Just get us to a bowl game once in a while. But make sure you write the check all the time. But there has to be the competitive consequences. Heck, that would be the selfish thing if I was Nebraska. You tell me you're going to add Notre Dame and USC, and they're probably going to play in our division? Okay. Hey, Kansas, Iowa State, what are you doing? It's 11:46. Robin Washett and Tom Chattel a little bit later. 951-1620. So this is we did this a decade ago. You think about the discussion that we're having. A lot of that discussion happened a decade ago. Now there's just more money involved and maybe more moving pieces, where the end game is we lean into these super conferences. Because all of the traditions and the rivalries, that stuff is getting squashed. Some aren't okay with it. Some, we understand change. We just may be going that way to super conferences, where your allegiance to the Big Ten and the Pac-12, they don't exist except in your memory. If you're okay with that, you're loving where this is headed. But if you're still stuck like on the Big 8 or the Big 12 or the Southwestern Conference or Big East football, I mean, you're probably having a tough time. And then this may be the final straw. Pete wrote into the Equitable Bank inbox, "You guys like alignment, realignment. I don't like realignment." That's all of his email. I don't know, I feel like I should respond and go, "Well, what don't you like?" Some people are turned off by this. That's ruining the sport for them that they've fallen in love with. It's not easy to embrace. It was tough around here.
If Notre Dame joined a conference, I'd be upset. The only way I would not be upset is if it went to what you're talking about, the super giant, where you can't compete unless you're in it. But if Notre Dame right now were to join the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the SEC, I know a lot of the faithful would just absolutely hate it. I couldn't stand it.
Oh, Notre Dame looks like the best, Mike, right now. I mean, they're sitting there. They've got everything in the world they want, and they're just sitting back watching everybody else. They've got flexibility, which right now is probably the greatest thing going for Notre Dame. Besides their name and what they bring, is they've got full flexibility in all of this stuff that's taking, going on all around them. All right, 11:48. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.